Do you think there's a town in Missouri or someplace called Sample? And as you're driving into the town, there's like a sign and it says, "Urine Sample."
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, how did it go with Pete?
Right. Tell us.
You're not going to believe this, okay? So I go over
sorry.
There.
Excuse us.
It's a little crowded. Do you mind if we sit?
Yeah, could you scooch?
Oh.
Move over just a little bit.
Thank you.
Keep on scooching.
Guys, listen. I go over there, and, you know...
Why? What is wrong with me?
What's the matter?
Tim, I have a feeling my wife is sleeping with her gynecologist.
How do you know?
Well, you know, he's got access. You know, you just feel and you get, you know?
Like when you go bowling and you know you're in somebody else's shoes?
That's the one.
So you went to Pete's.
What happened?
This is something, you know, why is this happening to me? I don't know, maybe it's my wound.
Forget it.
It's not healed yet.
You know, it's oozing, it's oozing. Did you press the cream? Is anything? Oh, there's a cream.
Thomas, this is going to be hard, but I wanted it to come from me and nobody else.
What is it, Dean?
It's me. I've been sleeping with your wife.
So you're the gynecologist?
Hey, I'm trying to have a private conversation about it.
Could you please, not this, give me this thing, all right? Oh, this thing, all right? Enough! And you are no longer my friend. We are finished. Nada, no more. You are a bastard for doing that.
Come on.
Get away from me!
Come back.
So, Marco, what were you going to tell us? I have no idea. What was the big news Pete wanted to tell you, Mon? Mm. Or should I say Mrs. Monica Pecker?
No. Oh, keep your name. Don't take his name.
He didn't ask me to marry him.
Oh. Oh, well, then definitely don't take his name.
He wanted to tell me he's going to compete in some ultimate fighting competition thingy.
Well, Pete?
Why? What is it? I don't know exactly. It's sort of like wrestling.
Oh?
Yeah, but without the costumes.
Oh.
And it's not fake. It's totally brutal.
Yeah, it's two guys in the ring, and the rules are there are no rules.
Heard you made a great 12-year-old.
Oh, it's the best year of my life.
You can, like, bite and pull people's hair and stuff?
Anything goes except eye gouging and fish hooking.
What's fish hooking?
What's fish hooking? Thanks, man. That would have been really hard to describe. What is that taste?
What? My hands are totally clean. I just gave the duck a bath.
So thanks for the warm welcome. It's good to have you guys on my team. I come to play. I hope you do too. Now let's go out there and get them, huh? And remember, there is no I in team.
Yes, but there's two in martinis, so everybody back to my office.
You, Chuckles, what's your name?
Oh, it's Bing, sir. I'm sorry. I was just...
No, I heard what you said. Funny. I like funny. Well, steam's about hard work, but it's also about having fun. Good to have you aboard. Bing!
That's right, Ryder. Winona Ryder for six. Thank you. Yeah, we have the reservation.
Yes!
All right, buddy, way to go.
Dude, what are you doing?
Thank you. Today, my boss kept slapping my butt and he was acting like it was no big deal.
Yeesh, what'd you do about it?
Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't want to be the guy who has a problem with his boss slapping his bottom.
I gotta tell you, I think it's okay to be that guy.
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, that jock thing. You know, how football players pat each other after touchdowns.
Understand, guys. I mean, I would never congratulate Monica on a great stew by, you know, grabbing her boob.
Yeah, I know. For a really great stew, you just, you know, stick your head in between them.
Can we please go eat?
Yeah, what are we getting?
Anything but stew.
All right, so Chandler, from now on, don't give your boss a chance to get you, you know? Just don't turn your back to him.
Yeah, or you could teach him a lesson. You know, what you could do is you could rub something that smells really bad on your butt, right? Then when he goes to smack you, his hand will smell. Now, what could you rub on your butt that would smell bad?
What if Joey was president?
Hey, Rach, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay, you can totally say no. But, would it be okay with you if I set Ross up on a date?
Oh. With who?
My friend Bonnie. She just always thought Ross was really cute, and now that you two aren't together, she asked if I could set it up. But if you're not cool with it...
Well, which one is Bonnie again?
You remember her from my birthday party 2 years ago? She's, like average height, medium build, bald.
Oh! Oh. That's fine.
Really?
Come on, Ross and the bald girl? Absolutely.
Great, okay. Ah, good for you. All right.
You are iron. You are steel. Let me ask you something. How come when I call your computer support line, I have to wait an hour and a half?
I told you, adding new operators all the time. Can we concentrate on my training?
It's just hard when I know I have email I can't get.
Monica!
Hey.
Hi,
honey.
On the table, on the table.
Hey, so listen, my friends were telling me a little bit about this ultimate fighting thing. Well, it sounds really dangerous. I don't want you to get hurt, because I kind of like you.
Well, believe me, I don't want to get hurt either. I'm being smart about this. See these guys? The best trainers in the world. And Ho Chi here used to be a paid assassin. A house painter. He used to be a house painter.
Promise me you'll be careful.
I promise.
Hey, are we still on for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, well, maybe we could have a little workout of our own.
No. No boom boom before a big fight.
How about just a boom?
Wow, that was depressing. I think I just bought a soft pretzel from one of the kids from Fame.
Ready to go to the movies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rach, this is Bonnie.
Hi.
This is Bonnie. This is Bonnie. You're Bonnie?
I can show you an ID if you want.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Just,
you look a lot different than the last time I saw you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just started wearing bras again.
Oh, that must be it.
Well, I hope you have fun tonight.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
You said she was bald.
Yeah, she was bald. She's not now.
How could you not tell me that she has hair?
I don't know. I hardly ever say that about people.
Oh, well, this is just perfect.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you said it was okay.
Yeah, I said it was okay when I thought she was some weird bald chick. I mean, you know, that girl has got hair all over her head.
Well, maybe it won't work out. Maybe Ross won't like her personality.
Why, does she have a bad personality?
Oh, no, Bonnie's the best.
Hey! Read your Computech proposal. Real home run. Ooh. Barely got you that time. Get over here. Come on. Oh, yeah. Good one. That was a good one. Keep out of team.
What is with him?
With him? You're his favorite. You're his guy. We never get smacked.
Well, that's not true. He smacked you once.
Not on purpose. He ricocheted off you and got me. And I'm telling you, I need some smacks. I got a kid starting Dartmouth in the fall.
Dartmouth? Who went to Dartmouth? Dartmouth sucks. You go to Dartmouth, Bing?
No, sir.
There you go. Hey.
Good, Ross. What is that?
Hey, it's the ultimate fighting combo. Yeah, I save 30 cents, plus I get to keep the cup. Yeah.
From New York City, New York, appearing in his Ultimate Fighting Championship debut, he's known for his confrontational business style. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Pete Becker! And his opponent, from Huntington Beach, California, he's a 300-pound